Focus for segment number four, talking with General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. We've been talking about Victory in Europe Day here, which is coming up this Saturday, May 8th. And we're going to talk a little bit now also about mental health. And so important here, it is, of course, Mental Health Awareness Month. And that's a topic here for that's so important here to veterans and soldiers alike, because there's been a stigma around it for so many years.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody recognizes the fact that in the past, you always had to keep your tough man image up. And in the military, that's absolutely the way it was. You never wanted to show weakness. And therefore, we overlooked a lot of the signs that were affecting the force. We talked about World War II just a minute ago. They came back, many of them, suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injury, the same types of symptoms and things we're experiencing today. But we didn't have the mechanisms necessarily in place to treat it. And so Vietnam was the same way. We didn't cover ourselves with glory in Vietnam. A lot of individuals came back and have experienced a lot of things that brought on depression and depressive states. And we tried to treat it then with alcohol and pills. And that didn't necessarily work. And then you flash forward to today. And although the VA has many, many, many programs, you can go online and really take a look at the number of programs that have been put in place. There really is not enough of that to take care of the things that our soldiers are experiencing, but at least we're identifying that it's okay to come forward and say, I've got a problem. This is what I'm done, and trying to get rid of the stigma associated with that, because, you know, we're talking about a large percentage of the force that's affected in some way and in different degrees. 22 veterans committing suicide a day in our nation.
Yeah. Sorry, we're having a little technical glitch here. I'm going to I may have to disconnect and reconnect here in just a moment.
That's okay.
Just hang tightly one second.
You go have fun with that.
I know.
I had a call, wanted to pass along some good words. You go ahead and go through that process, Brandon, but I had a phone call and wanted to pass along some words to the general and about the work that he has done and you know, expressing thanks to him for his service. And not only for his service, you know, while he was active in the military, but for what he's doing for people that are in the military now. You know, talked about, you know, that conversation just started just a few moments ago about PTSD and helping soldiers fight depression matters and all kinds of other things. So a lot of admirable things that General Wiggins has done. And I think it's just also, you know, terrific that he's part of our community. Still. Has retired here because he loves hunting, among other things.
I was trying to get reconnected here. Here we go. I think we may have it here in a second. So he's coming back into the Zoom.
All right.
It's technology.
Nice play-by-play of how to fix a Zoom hiccup on live radio.
I could tell it was maybe going to happen, but I was thinking, maybe just go four more minutes.
Maybe not. You never know.
All right, Mr. Wiggins, we got you back here.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
He sounds so much better.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I was kind of like sounding like Darth Vader. But
Perry.
No, it's all good.
Perry, but, you know, are my general.
I am your father. This is, you know, I think it's significant, though, when you're losing 22 veterans a day. And so I'm glad to see the nation is finally getting rid of the stigma, applying really measures that are scientific and tested and applying them a unique process to each individual veteran, which I think is something that we need to do and is something that is a long time coming. Now, we haven't fixed the problem and we got a long way to go, but I think everybody's trying to row in the same direction now. And trying to get after it.
How important do you think it's going to be to have that new suicide hotline, the 3-digit number here? I think it takes effect next year.
Yeah, I think that's important, Brandon. But what I think is even more important is now we have buddy programs and systems in place where we're calling upon fellow veterans to stay in touch with their buddies and communicate with them and respond. Because I think there's still going to be a lot of individuals out there that's going to be hesitant about calling somebody and a stranger being on the other line. I hope that's not the case. But anything that is done toward helping the individual identify, reach out and get help is a good system. So I'm looking forward to that system being in place, and I'm interested in seeing how many of the veterans actually use that system.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a, and again, if anyone needs help out there, we always encourage people to reach out for help. There's plenty of resources here in our community, and you know, someone's always there listening and willing to help. You know, I wanted to say real quick, because we're wrapping up on time here, but I was over in your area this past weekend. I didn't go to Chapman per se, but I was over in Abilene, and I really hope they get that Eisenhower Museum opened up again, because I really want to go back through it at some point. But what a wonderful community that is.
Yeah, the history there is just incredible, especially with Eisenhower there and what they've done. And I'll tell you, I've been through that museum several times. It's a lot like the Smithsonian, to be honest with you. You have to spend some serious time there if you're really going to get a lot out of it. And I recommend that people walk across the, the courtyard and go into the library and get them to pull out some of the documents, the original documents that Eisenhower signed. And it is really something to see.
I'll have to plan that. Always a pleasure, General Wiggins. Thank you so much for being here today.
No, thank you very much. And I wish all our World War II veterans a happy VE Day.
Very good. That's going to wrap up our show here for today. We'll have Karen Hibbert from CVB on tomorrow. Kathy Dawes is also going to stop by.